If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on to visit Lake County. From the serene and scenic views of the solstice and bloom, Lake County Forest Preserves to seasonal festivals, live events, and shows to a range of shopping options, Lake County is a destination that is always in season. Jonathan Jones is the director of marketing for Visit Lake County, and he joins us on the map. Jonathan, how are you?
All right, Dave. How are you doing?
I am great. I love that when I first look at the website at visitlakecounty.org, you feature road trips, and the family in the pic is in the Queen family's truckster station wagon from the classic film Vacation. Love that.
Yeah, you know you want to have a good sort of a picture when you're getting ready to go on your road trip, being sandwiched between Chicago, Milwaukee. It's kind of the perfect place to get away, and why not do it with Clark and the rest of the gang?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one of the first things on your website that I found was the weekend watch, which you list on there every week, the top five things to do this weekend on the website. And one of the big things is always the Lake County road trips. Let's start there and talk about some of the fabulous road trips that are in Lake County.
Sure. So Lake County road trips, we kind of let you kind of scour the land at your own pace. We have four-ish, five-ish routes that we created itineraries for. Route 41, Route 21, Route 45, Route 83, and Route 12. And there's a lot of cool...
Oh, we'll get back on the phone. We lost you, Jonathan. We'll come back to that. Yeah, there is a lot of like Lake County road trips that are available, but there's also camps that we'll talk about that you could do at Great Wolf Lodge that is next to Six Flags. There's plays and so forth at the Marriott, and there's a Scoop Waukegan event coming up, and we're going to get him back on the line. All right, Jonathan, I got you. Hello, how are you?
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either. But anyway, you were talking about some of the road trips. Let's talk about some of the specific ones you were talking about.
Sure. Well, Route 41, that kind of goes a little bit like kind of close to Lake Michigan. You got your Ravinias over there, mm-hmm. American Place Casino. You got some cool events coming up like this weekend, Scoop Waukegan, which kind of highlights historic classic cars, your hot rods, your low riders, and that's in Waukegan. And, you know, it goes all the way up basically to the state of Wisconsin. So then you get to Route 21, 45. It's a little bit of a split there, but you get your, you know, nobody thinks about Lake County without thinking about Six Flags Great America. So that's right off of 21 over there. And they just opened their brand spanking new ride called Sky Striker, which is a 17-story pendulum ride that swings up to 75 miles per hour. So I don't know if I would do that, but you know, there's some brave souls out there that might. And so getting along to Route 12, you got a lot of our campgrounds over there. Chain of Lakes State Park is one that kind of sits a little close over there. Get your camping trip in, kind of just see nature as it is, because, you know, we have a kind of a scenic area, 31,000 acres of preserved land, so it's really beautiful out there. Then, let's see, 83. So then 83 kind of cuts through, it's kind of cuts north, south, east, and west a little bit, but you kind of hit towns like Long Grove. You get that sort of old school charm, but also you can head up to Mundelein, have a drink or two, as there's three breweries over there. So kind of a great way to it's got a little bit of everything for everyone of every age, and it's a nice little thing for an impromptu road trip.
You know, say you were talking about Long Grove, absolutely beautiful, and they have a ton of festivals. You can go to their website to check that out. I was just at Six Flags, which I haven't done in a long time. I brought my youngest son with my girlfriend, her youngest son, and a friend, and I will say I rode almost every roller coaster. So if Marcus Leshock from WGN TV is listening, I did it. I rode all those roller coasters at the park as well. There's also, you mentioned, you know, Six Flags. There's camps that you can do at Great Wolf Lodge, and there's something coming up called Scoop Waukegan. What's that all about?
Yeah, as I was saying before, Scoop Waukegan is on a collection of your it's got your collection of hot rod cars. They do a loop sort of element that all the cars kind of go in a little bit of a parade around Genesee Street and other areas downtown Waukegan. It's got a nice little complement with the lake in the background, but you know, you go over there for their collectible drinks and their world-class food options. International cuisine there is a must see. Catrachos is one of those authentic Honduran spots. You got Greentown, that's basically it. The town's named after Ray Bradbury, the author, so it's kind of an ode to Ray Bradbury. So the Greentown cool. Tavern is they have a brick and mortar location, but they also have a little place that sits along the lake that they play live music and kind of do an extension of their place. But you know, a lot of cool vendors out there as well, and you know, be able to get out there with the family.
Love that. We're talking to Jonathan Jones with Visit Lake County on the Map.
Let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
Yes, we are. We're talking to Jonathan Jones with Visit Lake County on the Map. You know, there's all kinds of really cool summer activities coming up. I know the Bristol Renaissance Fair is a big one for a lot of fans.
Yeah, it's just right over the border, right over the Illinois border to Wisconsin. You got your jousters, you got your hunk of turkey legs, just a fun time out for the kids. Dress up like a princess or a knight and kind of party like it's, you know, the Renaissance era.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, too. And I know there's the Lake County Fair that's coming up. That's a 95th annual.
Definitely. It's always a big drawer of visitors and residents alike in the area. You know, you got your carnival, live tunes. I mean, they literally have a whole schedule, a whole roll of folks coming through, every genre, you name it. You get in the motocross and see all the kids and adults flying on motorcycles, bull riding is going on. I mean, one of the things that I never want to try, but I always want to try is the fried Oreo. And they've had that for a few years, and I don't think my stomach can handle it, but my mind tells me, yes, please.
Yeah, of course, of course. There's also the Vernon Hills Days. That's why you have to look at some of the local communities at visitlakecounty.org to find out some of these other events. But there's also Long Grove Vintage Days, which is a great event because it's where, like, antique, reclaimed, repurposed, unupcycled, they call it, products from array of vendors are there too, with some great food and music.
Yeah, basically, I mean, you get that charm. They're kind of one of the kings of festivals in Lake County. I know me and my family went to Strawberry Festival just recently and dined on some chocolate strawberries. But yeah, you know, you get your pick of the litter of, and then I believe there is old school arcades there for the kids too. Cool. During Vintage Days. It's a pretty cool additional thing. I forgot to say, actually, the Lake County Fair is the 24th to the 28th of July. So do not miss those days. And then you were saying Vernon Hills Days. You know, every year they have a kind of star power come through, and this year is Everclear. So
wow.
I know I haven't seen them live before, but Ravinia is always known for bringing in big acts, but Vernon Hills bringing in Everclear is a pretty cool additional thing to the road trip summer that we put on.
I know that's kind of a trend that I'm seeing more recently in the last year or two, is that these smaller communities are getting some big acts in there, which is great because it draws a lot of attention, you know, to every day what they do in the shopping and the restaurants, all kinds of good things. And speaking of that, you know, there's a little bit of everything for everyone in Lake County, starting with the Linfrid Winery that has a location up there, breweries and more. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually, there's two Linfrid winery locations, one in Highland Park and one in Wheeling. So I know there's a couple other ones out there, but, you know, they're Illinois made, which is basically everything is sourced from Illinois products and made in the state. So it's pretty cool to have some star power there with that. But the Lake County Libation Trail is kind of a playoff of that as well. We've been running that since probably 2016. And we have over 25, close to 30 breweries, wineries, distilleries.
Wow.
Some of the big ones, like Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, that is one of the first brew pubs in the state, as well as North Shore Distillery in Green Oaks. That is the state's first distillery and women-owned place. So she got a cool little shout-out in the Wine Enthusiast magazine a couple years back about her mixology. So it's a really cool place. Got really cool cocktails. I think I said it before, Mundelein has three breweries. There's a ton of places that just – and a lot of them work together, too. A lot of the breweries kind of make fusion beers together. So it's pretty cool to see, and it's cool to see the camaraderie between all the different businesses.
I know I have a bottle of North Shore Distillery vodka that someone gave me a couple of years ago, but that's – you know, it's a great distillery. It's gin and vodka mostly up there, right?
Yeah, they make their own concoctions and spirits, too. I know a few years back there was I can't remember the name of it. It was like Witch's Eye or something. I have Newt, and it was made with, I don't know if it was gin or whatever it was, but it was made with mustard seeds, and I never thought it would taste good, but it's really delicious. And I'm not much of a hard liquor drinker either, so that was a surprise to me.
Well, you know, that's what you say. There's something for everyone. So if you love wine, you love your beer, you love some of that gin and vodka, there's something for everyone up there. And I know there's a jazz and wine festival that usually happens at Deer Park Town Center, which also leads me into there's a lot of great shopping in Lake County.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have the three mall anchors in Gurney Mills and Hawthorne, as well as Deer Park Town Center. Melody Farms is right across the street, which is kind of an open-air mall similar to Deer Park. But over 400 retailers in there, so you get your pick of the litter. And, I mean, I dare I say it's a good place to start thinking about back-to-school shopping, I guess.
I'm not listening. No, not yet. Talk to me in August about that. But no, there's great shopping, even for good summer clothes and some decor and so forth. I love Deer Park. It's one of my favorite shopping places, especially when I'm traveling in that direction. There's also a lot of great kid family-friendly attractions and events that also happen throughout Lake County. We talked about Six Flags. We talked about the water park and a little bit about the county fair. But there's a lot for the kids, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of them double up as kids and kids at heart attractions as well. So, I mean, Volo Museum is one that nobody can stop talking about. They have your collection of movie cars, historical cars, celebrity vehicles, you name it. They kind of got everything. So, one of the things that I always thought was kind of cool was they had the Ninja Turtles turtle van. So, but they also double up with a Jurassic Gardens, which is a 100% kiddie attraction where they feature animatronic dinosaurs and spaces to excavate replica dino bones, and they have a little mini golf course down there that has a little concession stand too that it serves delicious eats too. So if you're not into that and you're trying to get a little bit more splash, Great Wolf Lodge is kind of has that and everything with they have arcade bowling, and you can stay overnight and slip and slide in the water park. So just get a dip in a drink. We're called Lake County for a reason. There's 75 inland lakes. People can go on the beach in Lake Zurich and Lincolnshire and Fox Lake. Those are the inland lakes, and then there's that big one that it's kind of in Chicago, but it's also in Lake County, Lake Michigan. So Highland Park and North Chicago and Lake Bluff, Zion, Waukegan all have access to Lake Michigan, and they're really nice beaches there as well. And if you don't want to be with the crowds in the big city, maybe you want to journey up to get some sand and kind of relax on the beach up by us.
Texter at 847, can I golf out there? I think you can.
Oh, you sure can. I don't know if it's big boy golf or little kid golf, but we have over 40 golf courses. One of them you can actually golf basically right on Naval Station Great Lakes, which is called Veteran Memorial. There's Bonnie Brook in Waukegan. There's Countryside in Mundelein. Then even in Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire is kind of a one-stop shop where they have their Marriott Resort. Not only can you golf on Crane's Landing, but you could go see a play or musical, and you could dine at two or three places over there, too. So, you got your pick of the litter at golf courses.
Visit lakecounty.org is where you can find more. Thanks, Jonathan, and you have a great weekend.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be remiss to say we also are running a sweepstakes for free Great America tickets as well as Great Wolf Lodge overnight stay. And we also do our road trips bingo, where you can win a swag bag of overnight stay and other things. So go to visitlakecounty.org and start planning your road trips.
Love that. Thanks, Jonathan.